Greetings, Star Team. Good evening. This is Rachel Moore coming to you live this Wednesday night at 8:30 p.m. We are super excited to be hosting the Star Team launch show part two. And we will continue to come back with updates to give you guys information and make sure that we're on track and we know what to do next. Now, we haven't started yet, but Al Moore has raised his hand, so I definitely need to let him jump on and see if he wants to say something just as a part of opening the show. One moment. Co-hosting Algernon Moore, Star Team Leader.
Hey, how's everyone doing this evening? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I hope everybody can hear me. I'm so happy to be on this phone call. I'm very excited. I've been excited for the last 2 weeks. This opportunity is an opportunity that's going to change lives. So prepare yourselves. There's a lot of work to be done, a lot to learn, and a lot of time that is going to be spent on assisting everyone that we possibly can on being successful in this opportunity with us. So prepare yourselves. You're going to experience some things that you've never experienced before. And we're here to help you. So with that, I guess we'll get into the call. I hope you can hear me. That nobody spoke back. I hope everybody can hear me on this call. In fact, I'm driving home now. But tonight, the opportunity is, I'm having so much fun. I spoke to a friend of mine just yesterday, and I said, let me call Twin. I called Twin. I simply just put him on the video, and the brother watched 5 minutes of the video and say, okay, how can I be a part of this? I said, well, nobody's paid yet. He said, I just want to know where do you put your money in? I said, nobody's paid yet, Twin. Okay, so keep sending out your the video. Talk to as many people as possible. I have some powerful, powerful, powerful information, though, that I want to share later on in this call, if Rachel will allow me to, and it's something that we need to start as soon as you get off this phone call. There's some things that I want to tell you you need to start doing today. Okay? Rachel, you there? Rachel?
Yes, sir. I am here. I'm not on mute or anything. I apologize, you guys. I'm trying to make sure we are set up to broadcast the call with the CEO, Spencer Iverson, directly after this call. So, Al, I just figured out what to do. So if you will – well, let's go to – someone else raised their hand, so let's go to 1086. Were you going to say something now?
If you want me to go ahead and tell them now, I'd rather tell them because it's hard to go after Spencer. Once Spencer get on, it's like, okay.
We'll be off. We'll be off permanently. So you can
we'll
say something now. We're going until about 8:55, and then we're going to chime everybody into that. So if you want to start off this call, that would be great.
All right, let me say this. Let me go ahead and give it to everybody. I saw something today, and I said, are you kidding me? The stars are lining up, and basically it's this. When you are building a business like this and there are major events going on, you want to get as many people as possible plugged into these events. So up until this point, since we got involved with this opportunity, we have a lot of people, I'm sure, have been focusing on the warm market and maybe even some cold market in the areas that you live. I want to tell you what I'm going to do for the rest of the time until this company launches is they're part of this organization who have people in Atlanta. They're already there. We need to go on a mass information blast, video blast of this opportunity with the people who are in the whole city, who are in the city where this thing is going to happen, okay? Once if you just think of this, this thing goes off. There are people that are saying there's no more room. Then how are you going to get in? They say it's sold out. We have people who have already booked their tickets to go, and they don't even know they're going to get in. And they're flying there. To me, that means that there are people right there in Atlanta. We all know they haven't even heard of the opportunity yet. We haven't even been focusing on those people. We need to event build to Atlanta. anybody that has anybody in Atlanta needs to be exposed to the opportunity, because you get yourself 15, 20, 30, 40 people. Because I'm talking about the time to expose somebody, they get in their phone, a single person can lead you to 20 people that will look at the opportunity. Right? People hit their phones. You could potentially have 20, 30, 40, 50 people at this event. And once they see this event, your business is going to explode, because they're all going to be cooked. They're all going to be fried. We're in. There are people getting in down here, and we haven't even seen so much. We don't even have a product in our hands. You guys understand what I'm saying? Event build. Start contacting people who are in your phones, who live in the area of Atlanta and the surrounding areas of Atlanta, and get them, give them the opportunity. If we hit them as fast as possible, we'll not only get them there, we may be able to build some exponential growth of the people who are exposed to the opportunity, so they'll get there with 10 of their friends. They'll get there with 20 of their friends. That's going to be tremendous for your business. That's all I have to say. Thank you, Rachel.
Hey, Al. Okay, thank you so much. Yes, no, I've just plugged into that call. Thank you so much, Al, for all that you shared. I'm going to piggyback off that. Definitely, I just called in at 8:36, and there were already 660 people there waiting. So Inspire Network is off the chain right now. So I'm going to give you guys the notes that I have been able to put together for us for right now, and just know that we are working hard to keep this team is growing so fast. Star team is growing so fast. So I want to get started with the notes because we definitely want to plug you guys into that call, because many times when we finish this call, when we get over to that one, it's full. So now, no stress and pressure. The other thing I want you guys to know, as we do this call on Blog Talk Radio, understand that 50 people can call in. If you have something to say, press 1 on your phone. We may be able to open the line up for questions or comments. If you're not made it all on the line, if you're not one of those first 50, you can just hit starteamradio.com or whatever link was sent to you. Click there, and you should be able to hear the show live online. And we're getting those analytics. We know who's out there listening, and so we appreciate you guys for that. Now, let me go piggyback really quickly off of from what Al was saying. Yes, we are focusing on Atlanta because that's where the hub seems to be. I put in three people, recruited and enrolled three people in the Atlanta area. There's a big event in Atlanta tomorrow night featuring DeMond Crump, the gentleman that most of you guys saw on the video. He's a very explosive, awesome, excellent presenter. He's one of the five key founders or leaders of this company, so he has the credibility. If you guys know people in the Atlanta area, before this call is over, go ahead and take out a pen and paper, and I will give you guys the information. Also, I will try to upload it on the site right here on Blog Talk Radio, maybe while the corporate call is going on. So click to the website, startteamradio.com. I may have some of the information that I'm trying to get out to everyone there. With that, the event in Atlanta on the 1st and 9th of 4th, and all day Saturday. So now, Thursday night of the 4th, even if you're not able to go, and we will get more detailed information to you, but there's a big event, maybe a big presentation, a huge focus group. It's sponsored by the company, so it's going to be someplace very, very nice with all the top people there. So try to get to that event, or try to send people that you know that are in the Atlanta area, Alabama, Tennessee, anywhere around there. Let's get people to that event on Thursday night. On Friday, there's a women's event. It's a ticketed event. It was $75, and it's sold out in 2 hours. So I'm hoping that someone might hook a couple of us up to get into that. But that's pretty much, we may not be able to make that. And then Saturday, the all-day event at the Convention Center. When you go to your Inspire website, it is one of the featured pages there, scrolling across your website. So get the information on that. I'm hoping I'll be able to get Joanna on before the end of this call. There's some place that you're supposed to be able to go to help you book a room and be a part of the group and maybe perhaps save some money. So I hope, Joanna, if you can gather that information, hopefully bring her on before the end of the call. Also, if some of us can start getting together and trying to carpool, I know it is last minute. We will drive all day Wednesday. Get get in there, get a room, whatever, go to the event on Saturday, you know, get to know each other and plan and strategize Saturday night, and then take the road trip back on Sunday. I know many of us are getting to where that's not the most exciting thing for us, but, hey, that's a way that we can make that team trip. We can bond. We can get people there. You can get a couple of your guests there. Everyone will come back with a vision. Trust me, it's going to be worth it, and we will be able to build. And if we get people up there, I will get us in. So, Star Team will get us in. So let's. I think that's enough for now about the Atlanta trip, but I'm hoping to go back to Joanna to get a little more insight on that. Now, the question was asked, what should we be doing now? Many of us are in the system. We have a position being held for us that we committed to. We will at some point on the 1st, and I'll get into the conversion and the upgrading a little later in this call, but at some point we will upgrade into those positions. I want you guys to know that Star Team right now is at 149 members, so that's very exciting. Many of you guys have been working very, very hard. So let me take a minute right now and acknowledge some of the people who have personally sponsored 10 or more new Star Team members onto the team. And this is not to take away from those of you who did 8, 7, 5, 6, or 2, or 1. Every single one matters. And as I'm able to get those things written down, I will definitely start acknowledging more of the numbers. But this is what I have prepared for tonight. Al Moore definitely has more than 10. Carlton Hunter, more than 10. David Solomon, more than 10. Graham Harris, more than 10. Lacey Redding, right there at 9. And I know you're probably holding one, Lacey. And also Joanna Moore with more than 10. We have so many people with more than 5, 5, 6, 7, and so on. It may seem like it's a breeze because right now there's no cost to enroll. But these people still went out, spread the word, showed the video, collected some information, got people into the system. We want everyone else to know that the system is still accepting these pre-launch commitments that we thought they would not accept after Friday at midnight. So what should you be doing? Continuing to expose all of your friends, family members by sharing the video. You want to do that through individual text messaging, and we have a bit of a message that we've been sending. I will post that while the CEO is speaking. I will type that out. That's the easiest way for me to do it right now until Star Team University is up and running by Friday. So individual text, show the video through individual text messaging, inboxing, and definitely calling. You may be able to call before and say, I'm about to send you a video. You may call them afterwards. Or if you can't really call folks at all, what I've been doing a lot is a follow-up text. Did you ever watch that video I sent you a couple of days back? Hey, you better watch that video. You know, stop playing or whatever. If it's your close enough friend, you know how to move them to watch that video. Once they've seen that video, you go ahead and you want to start working on filling out a form. Of course, right now, we want those pre-launch commitment forms filled. Many of you guys have already gotten those through email. It's a PDF that you can print to a page. They will be available on the Star Team website by Friday. That website will be Star Team University. Okay, so you have that form. Next form, your customer form. That will be available on Star Team University by Friday. I need anyone on this line who can put together a customer acquisition form. I will send you the questions that need to be asked on that form. If you know Excel or you know Word and you can kind of put together a form for the team for now, a form we can get started with, please email me at 702-1114@gmail.com. I will post that. That is also my phone number, 702-1114@gmail.com. And I will send you the questions that need to be on that form, and we will get that posted to the Star Team University. A few of you may send me a form, please. If I don't use yours initially, be okay with that, please. We kind of just really need a form up. So we're going to also put together a form for people who are not choosing to be one of your first business partners and are not choosing to be one of your first customers right now out of the gates, because they have questions. So I want to put another form together for you so you will be able to put your people in the three categories. If they're a person with questions, we're still going to write them down. I'm going to give you a line for 1, 2, 3, and 4. Most people will never come up with 4 questions. You ask them what their questions are, and you write the question down. Once you write that first question down, you're going to say, hey, what's your second question? That's going to throw them off a little because they're looking to get into a question-answer thing with you, which you're not going to really do with them. You're going to say, no, what I'd like to do is collect your questions, make sure you get solid answers, and so on. So you collect their questions, and you just let them know. You'll contact them back with the answers of their for their questions. And we will have a little bit of a closing statement there for you so that you're not wasting your time. But the point is you want to get you don't want to get caught up in a question-answer situation now when we are in pre-launch of the company. We're barely able to stick to any of our answers yet because many of them are still coming down the pike. That's just one of the that's just a part of being a part of pre-launch. Now, conference calls. Conference calls, a conference call form will be available on Star Team University by Friday. What will be on the form? Well, any conference call that we're recommending you try to attend whenever you can. We don't plan on having you guys spend up all of your time on 10 conference calls a week, but we are going to make them available to you. Our conference call for now, the Star Team call for now is Wednesday night, 8:30, and we're looking to just lead right into the company call, and we're going to do that for, I guess, as long as it works. The company does have that this Wednesday night call, and there are a couple of other calls. And then there's a women's call on Saturday morning. I don't have all of that info together, to be honest with you, but we will bring you up to speed on the different conference calls and training calls that are available to you so you can plug into the ones that you enjoy most, that you learn the most from, and so on. So our goal is to get those things out to you. Your websites, many of you have gotten started. You're up and running. You have a website. We want you to know where your website is. So let's write down these key parts of the website that all of us are, nothing is unique with them. All of our websites are the same. The first one is inspirenetwork.com, firenetwork.com. The next one, and that first one is your business website. Okay. The next one is inspirenetworksales.com. Inspirenetworksales.com. That's going to be your customer acquisition website or your customer site. Okay. Let's talk about those two for a moment. Each one of these websites, we make them unique by our username. Okay. So my username is RL Moore. Al's username is just Star Team. Graham's username is, I believe, GP Harris. Someone else's username is The Scoop because her nickname is Scoop. So something that is associated with you, okay? So mine would be rlmoore.inspirenetwork.com. So you're just going to put your username out in front of the website, no www or anything like that. Just for me, or let's say for Al, we're going to put starteam.inspirenetwork.com. Starteam is his username. The same thing with inspirenetworksales.com. You're going to put starteam.inspirenetworksales.com. Now, that is Al's. Don't send people to starteam.inspirenetwork.sales or whatever. Send people to yours. Use your username. I hope I'm explaining this properly. Okay. So those are your main two websites for now. We're going to show you how to handle customers inside that inspirenetworksales.com, but you will see your name there first before you start enrolling, and so on. And so that's where we're going to do our customer acquisition. Now we know .net is our cause website. I share that to people to give more information. It also gives us more credibility. It takes the focus off of the fact that we're building business and making money and putting the focus back on the cause, which is what really matters, the health of women and the health of our young girls and so on. So that's the nowweknow.net website. That's N-O-W-W-E-N-O. Okay, and then the last website is StarTeamUniversity.com. It will be a very basic website. Don't look for anything flashy, but you'll be able to click on there and listen to archive calls, click on there and download any PDFs or training information, our business plan, tools, your memory joggers, your step-by-step information, training videos that we make, anything that we want you to be able to access on demand, and we want to be able to add and take away from that website as often as we want. That's going to be the Star Team University website, as our other more sophisticated website or more elaborate Star Team site is being put together by Al Moore and some of his team. Customer acquisition form will be posted university by Friday. Okay. So now we're here at 8:50. I need to talk very briefly about Conversion Day. Conversion Day, those of you that are going to upgrade and make this spot that you have here at the top of this company a permanent spot for you and your family. That Conversion Day is March 1st, 2017. Not even sure what day of the week that's going to fall on. If Thursday is the 4th, the 3rd, 2nd, 1st, it sounds like that's going to fall on a Monday. We will be texting you and keeping you in mind and trying to direct you on the 1st to make sure that you get your package if you plan on keeping this spot for you and your family within those 24 hours, because then we'll all be off to convention. Okay, so now, the package prices to hold on to your spot that we know of so far are $35, $99, $299, and $499. The difference in the packages is the amount of product that you're going to receive with your first order. And again, this is deeply discounted product. So later on, when you just order from the company, you won't be able to get the products again at this price. Even receiving your commission back from whatever you order, it's not like when they put together these products where they give them to you basically at cost in your startup kit so that you're able to experience and experiment with all of the products. So keep that in mind when you're ordering your when you're upgrading and ordering that startup kit. But just know that we're a customer acquisition team. So, hey, come in at any level, start acquiring customers, and build. Okay, that's all I have. Let me get back to the studio. Graham, please raise your hand. And we can actually go right up until 8:59, and then I'll bring on the call. So, Graham, please raise your hand if you want to add to that. One moment. Let me
eight more minutes, ladies and gentlemen, eight more minutes before we start our Inspire corporate call on tonight. Eight more minutes before we start the call. You do have time, leaders, you do have time to three-way your team on, bridge them on another line. We want to welcome all of you to the call as well as you're dialing in on tonight. We can see that the leadership board is definitely lighting up on tonight. Just a few more spots.
Okay, my apologies. Okay, so we see that we are definitely on. We will be hearing that call at 8:54. So with that said, let me jump out there to Graham Harris. Let me open your line. Excuse me. We can hear you, Graham. Take it over. We can hear you.
Okay, excellent. So thanks for getting on the call tonight, everybody. Rachel, I appreciate the effort in trying to get this thing together. I know some of the topics that you discussed. I missed the very beginning. I was on the road to Fort Orange. But there's a couple of things I did want to say, and that is I know you focused a little bit on Atlanta. So folks that can try to make it or that can be in Atlanta, you won't know how powerful it is until it's over. So you need to try to see if you can fit that into your schedule. It's going to be very, very important to your business in the future. The other thing I'm going to say, and I'm going to be brief, a business like this, folks, is a business of action. And if you create a little bit of action, you create a little bit of opportunity, you'll make a little bit of money or have a little. Massive action creates massive money. Of the folks that got started in the last couple of weeks, I can tell, Rachel, by the phone calls that I've received or the phone calls I have not received, who out there is getting into action and who's sitting on the sideline waiting for something to happen. And I'm just going to tell you, in this business, it's all going to be about what you put out there in the universe, what you go out and how you perform is how you're going to get paid. We're going to help you do that. but this is not the type of business to sit back and wait for money to come through that website. You're going to have to get out. You're going to have to expose people. You have to talk about this opportunity. And maybe Rachel talked about it on the call a little bit earlier about what should you be doing between now and startup time, launch date. You need to do exactly what was done to you that got you involved. You need to be exposing people with that video, and you need to be getting them signed up in this pre-launch period of time. It's very important that you set yourself up for success as opposed to letting another opportunity pass you by. So I just encourage you to do that. If you need some help, you've got myself, Al, Rachel, Joanna, any number of people, the person that sponsored you. I'm just going to put it out there one last time, and I'll turn it back over to Rachel. It's very important that you not sit idle during this time between now and March 1st or March 4th and not get your business up and running. You're going to be sorry later on, and you may have let the opportunity, just like you probably did in other business that you got involved. This business is about action. You've got to be in action all the time. Let me turn it back over to you, Rachel.
Thank you so much for that, Graham. Listen, everybody, Graham is so right. If you will reach out to someone, I know some of us we don't feel sure yet. We haven't seen a pad yet. We haven't touched one yet. We haven't seen any of the other products yet. Some of us haven't found our websites yet. We can't get into our back offices yet. We haven't figured out how to sign in. Hey, I get it. I will post my number. We will figure out how you can get questions to us so we can get information to everyone, because we don't have a universal email list just yet. I don't have a text list just yet. I'm looking for a way. I know of a way that you will be able to opt in to that, but I don't have that set up just yet. So I'm not able to communicate with everyone and send everyone the PDF and send everyone the scripts. And that's why I'm trying to get everything up on the website by Friday. But my point is, even if you're not sure of all of your answers, send the video to someone. Ask them, listen, I want to send you a video. Just tell me what you think about it. You know, you don't have to act like you own this company. You don't have to act like that. Because people are coming across this video. And by the time you send a friend a video, they probably have seen it or have gotten it and maybe didn't watch it, gotten it from one or two other people. If you have a close relationship there at minimum, if you have a close relationship there or that person is still in your town, and people from Atlanta have been sending this video across the country for 3 months, okay? So my point is, you may have a closer relationship or you may be just closer to the person because you're in the same town, and then when you send it to them, they will make that move with you, or you can set up a three-way call with one of us, and we can help you communicate. So I say that to say you want people to know that you are participating in this, even if you don't know exactly what to say. And that's why we're moving you to, at minimum, send that video out and saying something, even if it doesn't feel 100% comfortable, because you want people to know that you are in the business. So it took me a lot of words to say that. But listen, it's 8:59. I'm going to start posting up on this link right here on StarTeamRadio.com. The things that I said I would have there for you to see. So by the end of the corporate call, you will see those things getting updated. Right now, I'm just going to go ahead and tune into that call right now, and let's see how this goes.
Conference is being recorded.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Great evening. Great evening to everyone on the line. Welcome to the Inspire corporate call. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are new on the line, again, we're here every Monday, and every Wednesday we're here on the same line. Monday night for the Inspire Institute call, every Wednesday night right here, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific time. We are all super excited to hear all of the amazing updates, everything new that is happening in Inspire Network. So without any further ado, I'd like to welcome to the line our president, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Spencer Iverson. The floor is yours.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Great. Thank you, as always, for all that you do for the company and for the field. I know you've had an extremely busy day, as we all are working around the clock towards the events of next week. Me and Mr. Crump and Mr. Coleman just left the corporate offices, and literally they're all day today, and starting to lose my voice, which I cannot afford to have happen with next week coming up. But that being said, if you don't mind allowing me to borrow about 25 minutes of your time. So if you want to set your watches now, we'll begin to give you some of the updates for this particular week. We're putting the final touches on a number of different systems. I want to address one of the biggest concerns that is out there about Mr. Iverson. The person I put on my left should be on my right. The person on my right should be on my left, Mr. Iverson. I submitted a support ticket a while ago, and it's not, you know, I haven't got any updates. Let me explain to you one of the things that has been happening behind the scenes that would hopefully put you at ease a little bit about that situation for, I know, many of you who have not felt that you've had a resolution to that issue. What we have been doing is building concurrently with the system that you see a more robust back end to handle the volumes of individuals who are coming and desiring to become a member of the Inspire family. Now, the secondary system you cannot see, okay? So what we ended up using the system that you can see for is data collection, just using it to collect data. But probably about 95 to 96% of the requests that you have asked to be fixed have been done. You just can't see them, okay? So I want to put many of you at ease about that. Hey, Mr. Iverson, I asked for this. We know that, but once again, this is prior to us being able to ramp up and hire some additional IT individuals and whatnot. So what ended up happening is, so what you see is not necessarily a true reflection of what's going on behind the scenes. We have a more robust platform that has much more scalability, is a lot more solid in terms of where we're going as a company. And that is where the IT developers have been placing the most updated changes and error requests in the system. Now, if you made a mistake, Mr. Iverson, I can't remember my email, Mr. Iverson, please use the button that says forgot password, okay? So issues like that, okay, are being tabled right now to address some of the larger issues regarding placement, misalignment, misplacement, and things like that. So I just want to kind of put that out there, that most of your requests, particularly if you submitted them back in January, early February, those have been done. You just can't see them yet, okay? So, and guys, we're going to be working hard, always. Yeah, many of you have gotten a chance to at least understand one of my passions, and that is a robust customer service experience. We're not the best yet, but give us some time, please. Give us some time to stop drinking from this fire hydrant and maybe be able to put our glass under a water fountain at some point, right? But our goal is to exceed your expectations from a customer support perspective, and we do ask to give us a chance to do that. I know it's frustrating. If I were in your position, I would be frustrated as well. I've been, and this, understand this, that, and I told this to my partners today, I want everyone on the phone to put what I'm about to say in perspective, okay? 90 days ago, Inspire Network did not even exist. 90 days ago, this did not even exist. We incorporated this company officially on November the 28th. So we don't even celebrate a 90-day birthday, a 90th birthday, until February the 28th. So if you think about all that God has allowed to happen in just 90 days, less than 90 days, guys, is nothing short of amazing. There are companies that can't build to 2,000 people in a year. There's companies that can't build to 10,000 in a year in less than 30 days. We're at over 50,000, as of today, 56,000 pre-enrollment. So when you put that in perspective, understand that we have exceeded everyone's wildest calculations. I was talking to our interim CFO, Mr. Joe Kraft, who you'll get a chance to hear from at some point. And he says, everybody who sees these numbers is just blown away. So keep in mind, guys, that 90 days ago, Inspire Network LLC did not even exist. And I think that for the short amount of time that we've been in existence, I think it's been absolutely phenomenal what has happened. And a lot of that credit goes to each and every one of you for believing again, for saying, you know what, I want to give it another shot. You know what, I think this does have an opportunity to be something a little bit different from what I've been seeing and hearing, and we appreciate that. Credit also goes to the people who surround me, Mr. DeMond Crump, Mr. DeMond Coleman, two titans of the industry, two individuals who are passionate about people and making sure that laying the foundation for this is something that we will be able to look back on and realize that we have influenced and blessed the lives of hundreds of thousands, if not millions of individuals over time. And so lots of kudos go out to my other partner, Mr. Joel Medina. I'm probably most excited about a number of things, and one of them is sitting in the audience and allowing you all to get a chance to hear the brilliance of this man. You're going to hear a lot about from the brilliance of Mr. Coleman and Mr. Crump, but this is a gentleman who, once you get a chance to really hear him speak and understand his track record in this industry, but also his track record as a professional, as an engineer, as someone who is a stickler for making sure that things are done right, you are going to be just as impressed as I have been with Mr. Joel Medina. So I wanted to talk about that a little bit. Hey, guys, I hope some of you have been to the Facebook group. That is our, right now, our repository for information. This is where we want you to go and find out about all updates Inspire Network. And right now we have posted the schedule of events for the weekend of March 2nd through the 4th. What's going to happen on Thursday? What's going to happen on Friday? What's going to happen on Saturday? What are the registration times? What are the windows of registration? I can tell you now, for those of you who may be taking notes, on Thursday from 9 a.m. until noon, you can pre-register for all three events. If you're one of those lucky few who have a ticket for the Thursday night corporate, or maybe you are one of the 1,000 lucky ladies who got a ticket to the Women of Inspire Gala, or maybe you're one of the lucky 5,000 who were able to get a ticket to the event on Saturday, the grand launch event, you can register for each of those events from 9 until 12, and then again from 2 until 5 at the Georgia International Convention Center. Exactly where that registration takes place, once again, that's in that Facebook group. And then it also goes on to list out the other registration windows. That's also where you can pick up your T-shirts. Many of you order T-shirts in advance. And so you will be able to pick up any T-shirt that you ordered in advance. Mr. Iverson, I did not get a chance to order my ticket in advance. No problem. We've ordered extra T-shirts. So if you don't have a T-shirt, we've ordered some extra ones. So you can purchase a T-shirt even if you were not able to get yours during the pre-registration process. We want you to show your Inspire Network pride as well as your Now We Know pride. So we have window decals that you'll be able to put on your window. Guys, understand what these are for. These are conversation pieces. Guys, and I'm using this stuff myself, and it's working brilliantly, right? People are asking, what's that? What is it? I'm so glad you asked. Let me tell you, right? And it gives me an opportunity. They open the window for me to have a conversation, right? So we'll have all of those tools available for you during those registration times. Now, here's the thing. You want to make sure that you register early, right? Here's why. We want to prevent there being a line of 5,000 people on Saturday to get into the event. So if you pre-registered, once the door is open, you can just kind of go right on in, have the usher check your wristband, and you go right on in and have a seat. So we have pre-registration windows happening on Thursday. Also, we'll be doing registrations for the events at every event. So at the Thursday night corporate event, if you come to that event, you can go ahead and get your pre-registration done there. Friday night at the women's dinner, if you have not pre-registered, you can register there as well as during the registration windows that are in the itinerary schedule Facebook group. The other reason you want to go to the Facebook group, guys, I tell you all, we've been saying, give us some time. Let us take care of some of the nuts and bolts of building the business, and then, you know, allow our marketing machine to go to work. Some of you have seen the video, the teaser video for next week's event. If those of you who have seen it, it is hot, hot, hot. Now this you want to share with your friends. This is okay to put on YouTube. This is okay to put in social media, right? Things that the company produces for your benefit. So, guys, as soon as I've hung up and we finish this call, if you have not seen that teaser video, guys, if you have not heard of Inspire Network yet, you will, and you will want to share this video. So make sure you go to the Facebook group so you can look at that video, but also so that you can go to the registration. You can see all of the schedule of events that are going to take place there on March 2nd. Through the 4th. Next week, let's talk about next week a little bit. Our CEO call will take place not on Wednesday of next week. It's going to take place on Tuesday, the 28th. We're going to need about an hour of your time to go over everything that we need to go over. We have a couple of special guests. We're going to have actually Dr. Richard and Steve Minot. They are the formulators of the supplements. Many of you have had questions about the supplements. Mr. Iverson, what about the supplements? You know, we talk about the pads, but what about, well, we're going to have Drs. Richard and Steve Minot, the formulators, our partners who have put together these products on our behalf. They'll be on the line briefly, discuss some of the nuts and bolts and some of the highlights of some of these products and what they do, what they have done, some of the clinicals. Really excited to have them on the call on next week. So next week's call will be on Tuesday and not Wednesday, and we will need about an hour of your time to go over a lot of things with the event coming up. Many of you will start getting in town as early as Monday of next week. Yeah, you guys are just really, really excited. We're excited to see each and every one of you. So please note in your calendar. We'll be sending out different reminders about that. I did want to address a couple of things as it relates to some of the – we are putting together an FAQ document, a frequently asked questions document, like Mr. Iverson, are the pads FDA approved? I'll go ahead and answer that for you. No, they are not. They don't have to be. The FDA does not require manufacturers to disclose the contents of sanitary napkins and tampons. Therefore, therein lies the opportunity for Inspire Network. That's why the Now We Know campaign was even born, because the FDA does not require manufacturers to disclose the composition of the sanitary napkins and the tampons. They oftentimes just put the cheapest stuff in there just to get ladies by that time of the month. Well, we are a company of full disclosure. So when you get a chance to see the Inspire Cherish video, the ladies will be the first group to get a chance to see it. It will be unveiled to them first at the women's banquet, and then to the masses on that Saturday. Those 5,000 lucky individuals to have a ticket will get a chance to see the Cherish video, where we break down all 8 layers of the Cherish pads in that video, so you can see exactly what it's made of and how all of those layers work together to give you an amazing experience, unlike anything else that exists on the market today, right? So the FDA does not require approval. Are the supplements FDA approved? We're so glad you asked that question. No, they are not. But once again, the FDA does not require pharmaceutical companies or manufacturers to disclose the content of the supplements. They are not medicine. They are supplements. Okay, so they're not required. But once again, we go above and beyond. That's why you'll get a chance to see the second video. We shot an entire video that deals with nothing but the supplements. Don't take my word for it. Don't take Mr. Coleman and Mr. Crump's word for it and Mr. Medina's word for it. We've got the actual doctors, guys. We're trying to remove anything out of the way that will cause you to feel like a salesperson, right? To make you feel like you went to medical school yesterday. No, don't try to understand citrulline and hyperzine and all types of zines and stuff that will just kind of fry our brains. Let the doctors do that. They'll talk about the milligrams and the micrograms. They'll talk about the clinical studies. They'll talk about the wonderful results people are getting using these supplements. All you have to be good at is picking up your finger and clicking share with one of and sending that to one of your friends, coworkers, or family members. They watch that video, they get excited, and they just simply now need to know where do they go to place an order for one of those products. We'll have those doctors on the line on next Tuesday. So we're really excited about that. Mr. Iverson, can we put the Cherish products in grocery stores? No, you cannot. The typical rule of thumb is that if you want to have this in a store, then it can be a chain or a mom and pops of no more than 3, right? Here's why, for those of you who don't understand that, here's why. Understanding the network marketing industry and direct sales, our incentive, our secret weapon, if you will, are the relationships. When a company gets started, and they look at their business model, they look at their product or widget that they've invented or come up with that they're wanting to get to the public, they have 2 directions they can go. They can choose the traditional route where they can get an attorney, a group of attorneys, a marketing team, an advertising team, a logistics company, et cetera, a sales and ad agency, and begin to build campaigns around those products and have to invest hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, trying to convince the public that their widget is better than the next person's widget. Or they can choose the network marketing or direct sales model and say, you know what, we've got that same amount of money. We still have hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars. It's just that we're going to allocate that money. We're going to spend that money on people, on individuals, and allow those individuals to leverage their relationships, have a mom tell her daughter, have a brother tell his brother, have a wife tell her husband about these wonderful products, because that's much stronger. And then we financially incentivize them through a compensation plan, which then creates retention and everybody wins. So there are a couple of different avenues companies can choose when a new product or service is being introduced. So our company has chosen the network marketing model, where we incentivize you through the compensation plan and offering great products to the market. Now, what happens, though, when you try to get this into a Walmart or a Sam's Club or a Whole Foods, for example, what ends up happening is now you've lost your leverage. You've lost your competitive advantage because they can say, you know what we're going to do? We're going to order give us 10 million of the pads and give us also $10 million of the nutraceuticals. Well, now what they have just done is they have taken advantage of what we call economies of scale, right? Where instead of maybe buying 5,000, they bought X million, 10 million. And now on our website, let's say it's $79, you know, in Whole Foods, it's $59.95, right? They're able to just knock you, the distributor, now completely out of the game because they can buy in such high volumes. Therefore, you've lost your incentive. And now also they're competing with shelf space. They're competing against other companies who are also spending millions of dollars advertising for their product. They don't have is what we have is the power of the relationship, right? So, no, you cannot go to chains and Walmart. We've had people call Mr. Iverson. I got a brother who worked for Sam's Club. And well, I am so glad. I am so glad he's at Sam's Club, but that is not where our model is trying to take us, okay? So I just want to go over a couple of some of the most frequently asked questions. We have an entire document we'll be posting that goes over some of those, so you can refer that to your prospects as well. Many of you have been asking about the CVs. Mr. Iverson, what's the CV of the beginner of the packages, the $99 pack, the $299 pack, the $499 pack? We just finished that document. If it's not posted already, it'll be posted by tomorrow. We've already looked at it, double-checked the numbers and whatnot. So all of the CVs for the packages and products that has been completed and double-checked, especially, again, thanks to Mr. Joel Medina for going over that. And that will be uploaded soon in your on your website. Talking to Mr. Crump, there was a question about your replicated website. Apparently, many of you didn't know that you have your replicated website right now. There is one thing we have to tweak. For example, I'll use my name, Spencer Iverson. Your replicated website is your username. In my case, let's say if I had a site, Spencer Iverson. .inspirenetwork.com. That's your replicated website. What's not displaying correctly right now is once you go there, it should have your username and maybe your distributor ID number, right? So they are fixing that. But everyone already has a replicated website. We just need to fix it to where it displays properly your username so people will know that, hey, I'm on Spencer Iverson's website, okay? I wanted to clarify that. We do need to, again, talk about something related to compliance. We need you to continue to, guys, see how to put this. Some people are just going to have to learn the hard way. There's no real nice way to say it, okay? We feel, okay, at corporate that we are literally sitting on the opportunity of a lifetime. Opportunities like this do not come around very often. I'm not saying it's the only great opportunity that many of you are going to come across in your life. I don't know what God has in store for your life. We know this is a good one, and we must protect it. We've been asking for patience. If you have been plugging in at all, you've heard me over and over again on these calls explaining to you why you can't do certain things and how it could potentially affect the opportunity for everyone. Understand that when attorney generals and compliance entities begin to look at companies and their dealings, they do not come at the executive level. They come at the distributor level. They come through your personal websites. They go to your YouTube pages. They go to your Facebook posts. They come and sit in on your meetings. And then they assume and they ascribe whatever it is that you say or post to the company, okay, to the company. And then that then gets the company in trouble. If you read the case law like I have, if you read the digests from some of the Better Business Bureau entries, guys, 99% of the time it comes from a distributor's actions. We are still having two videos out there showing that they have the cherished pans and saying, hey, this thing is amazing. Oh, my God, I got my hand on. No, you don't. We don't even have them. I got some good news for y'all, but you got to come back next week to hear that. We don't even have them yet, right? Got a great call last night. I'm just really excited about you. Got a weekend next week. But how in God's name can you get on YouTube and say you have something the company doesn't even have yet? And guys, I don't want to go here, but I got to. I want you to listen very carefully. I'm not perfect, but I'm principled. And I train on principles because if you know the principles, you'll never violate the rules. And there's a reason why many people don't make it in life, let alone network marketing, because you violate so many principles. How in the world can you expect your business to be blessed and you're not being a good steward of that business? You're not being a good – so then you wonder how come you continue to get surpassed over and over and over again in life, on your job, and inspired because you won't follow the rules. You keep breaking biblical principles. Why should your business be blessed when you won't follow the rules? It's real simple. Stop. Stop. Follow the rules. If you follow the rules, guys, everything that you want for yourself and everything that's supposed to come your way, it's going to come. But you can't the rules, try to get a head start, and lie to folks. Be dishonest because your business will suffer. And yet, almost on a daily basis, there's a new post. There's a new entry. That's why we're having to hire the company that we're having. They're going to scrub it. They're going to scrub the internet every day, multiple times a day. And then y'all might want to put a T-shirt on it. If it reaches Mr. Iverson's desk, it is too late. That means that all other avenues to try to intervene and try to stop the conduct, guys, they all failed. And it's a real simple decision for me. Okay? So we need you to be careful with your posts. We need you to stop putting up the YouTube videos claiming that you have the pads. And then, unfortunately, on today, there is someone who is no longer a part of the Inspire family before we even got started. I personally spoke to this person 3 different occasions. And I said, if we have to have another conversation, there won't be. If your name comes across the desk one more time, because Mr. Crump and Mr. Coleman saved this person. This person has 4,000-plus people under them, 4,000-plus. And they are now out of the system. Why? Because they could not the rules. I'm going to let you know this so nobody else repeats this activity. Why would you charge $5.95 for a free enrollment form? Why would you do that? Why would you begin to take people's social security numbers and credit card information? Do you understand that you are threatening the entire operation of Inspire Net? Because that you running credit cards and taking social security numbers under the auspices, under the name Inspire Network, is directly attributed to us. We're not even shipping products out yet you're taking social security numbers and credit cards. That would deem us an illegal pyramid, and they would shut us down before we even got started. And we tried and we tried and we tried. So I don't even apologize for it. You have lost the and I said this last week. Being a part of Inspire Network is not a right; it's a privilege, just like your driver's license. That's how they can suspend it. It is not a right; it is a privilege. You should feel privileged to be a member of what we're trying to do. And this person has lost their privilege. You've lost it. So guys, I don't like having to have conversations like this. But you have to understand one thing about us. We are dead serious about Inspire Network. We are dead serious about protecting your future. We are dead serious about protecting everything that you have built and want for your family. We will not let one person's ambition, one person's selfish ambitions to trump the ambitions and the goals and the hopes and dreams of the millions that are to come. Now, with that being said, guys, I want you to get so excited about next week. Guys, we have the founders pins that the first 5,000 folks are going to get a chance to have. And when they come in the door, guys, they are absolutely beautiful. We'll never have them again. So we've got so much planned. One last thing I'll put in perspective. What time is it? Oh, geez, I got 1 minute. Guys, I don't know. If you just watch, don't listen to us as much as you watch our work. Watch what we do. How many of you have been a part of a company in your history, a network marketing company? Their first convention is free. It's free, guys. We are spending a lot of money to give you an incredible experience as best we can. And we want you to come and just enjoy Atlanta, enjoy what you're going to see. We got some surprises, and God is working some things out for us. we can't wait to meet you and share in your excitement and your hope for this company. We thank you over and over again for your patience, knowing now this has been less than 90 days, and what you guys have been able to do in such a short time frame has been absolutely amazing. And we're going to celebrate like no other. We're going to put the industry on notice. We're going to put the world on notice that Inspire is the baddest thing in town. And if you're not an Inspire, I don't know what you're in. I mean, it's just going to be an incredible, incredible celebration next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We want you to be safe. We want you to bring your camera. We want you to bring your selfless stick them. I'm not the social media, the stick that you can take the picture of yourself with. Oh, bring all that stuff. Bring all that great stuff, guys. And I tell you what, when we leave there, our three goals, and we talked about it today, are to educate, they are to motivate, and they are to train. Educate, motivate, and train. You're going to leave it. This is not just a pep rally for Inspire. We want to train you. What's the Inspire way? What's the culture? What are we expecting? Where are we going as a company? What's our vision? Right? Talk to us about the stability. You're going to hear about the comp plan. You're going to hear about the three-step system. You're going to hear about the details of the product. You're going to see videos and tools that we're going to be making available immediately after the event for you to use and get out to your prospects. All right? So, guys, self-police for us. We can't be everywhere, but when you feel that you see something out of whack, say something, because it is potentially jeopardizing the future that you're building with this company. Hey, guys, my name is Spencer Iverson. I want you to go out there this week. Be inspired. God bless each of you and your families. Continue to keep us in prayer as we continue to work around the clock to make your dreams and goals happen with Inspire Network. Can't wait to talk with you all on next Tuesday. Go check out the Facebook page, guys. Hurry and check out that video. Share with all your friends and your Book of Faces groups and whatnot. Okay, guys, take care. Bye-bye.
Wow, well, there are many of us still on. This is Rachel. I decided to come back on quickly to let you know that I was afraid to bother the website here on Star Team Radio uploading the thing that I told you I would, because I didn't want to do anything that could cause us to disconnect from Spencer Iverson on the Inspire call. So what I will do, I will be working on that website. I will get those things out, try to get it out tomorrow or get something up tomorrow so you guys can go there. And then you can keep checking back for new forms. We've already gotten someone that said they will do the form for us, the customer acquisition form. So we should have these things coming on tomorrow. Listen, thanks everyone for listening in. This is great. This was great to hear the call from Spencer Iverson, and we hope you guys appreciate what we're putting out, and we hope to hear back from you guys. With that said, good night, Star Team. Signing off, Rachel Moore. Good night.